Good morning, good morning, good morning. 9:30 on the nose. Bright, sunshiny Thursday morning. And you know what that means? It means time to talk cars with Car Talk. I understand Jason is on the line. He still wants me to take him on a test drive or something. Hey, Jason, how you doing?
I sure do. Hey, Tom. Jason Brimer here at Dunge's Family of Autos.
And, yeah.
I also have Michelle Gaines, our director of sales, here with us this morning also.
Hi, Michelle.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. It's sunny, man. I love it. Great day for a test drive.
It is. It's beautiful outside. I don't think we could ask for a prettier morning, for sure.
True.
So, Tom?
Yeah.
We do have some cool vehicles out there that are ready for test drives. Dunge's Ford and Dunge's Toyota and Dunge's Lincoln. They are the easiest places to buy a vehicle. It's just amazing the sales process that Michelle has put together really makes everything just simple and low pressure. The fact that we have a Dunge's simple price on every vehicle, new and used, that's in stock, it is such an easy way to buy a car, Michelle.
I can vouch for that.
Yes.
I bought one from you. It was great. It was easy. It was like less than an hour.
Well, we appreciate that, yes. And speaking of that, Jason, talking about sales, and I'm not sure if you've heard, but sales, the vehicle sales are through the roof right now. It's a high increase of sales going on right now. So I'm looking for new sales consultants, and that's one thing that has been on my list this week, and I've been doing interviews. And what I'm looking for, so anyone that may be interested in being a sales consultant, I'm looking for, the positive, upbeat, we like to call the adorable personality, that truly want to show up and love working with people, and they put our customers first. And so that's one thing I did want to talk about. If anyone's interested in joining our team, I'm definitely looking for that. And you can go to dungeschoice.com, and you can apply directly on our website.
And, Michelle, it seems like car sales, I've been here in the business for about 7 years, and car sales have really evolved. It's not the old school of chasing people down on the lot, is it?
No, not at all. I mean, it's not about chasing them down the lot. I mean, right now, with inventory shortage, across the world, I think there's a lot of people that you're seeing more of people on the lot than I would even say 6 months ago, just because they're getting out and they want to see what's out there. And inventory is going so quickly that when they show up, they're ready to buy. So we're getting a little bit more of that than we typically do, because so much of it's done online. And, of course, there are Autify, Jason. The process is just so much easier.
Most of our buyers come in, and they're pretty educated on not just the vehicle in general, but they know the vehicle that they want, and they know the trim levels and engine sizes. It's a much more sophisticated buying public than it was even just a few years ago.
Yeah.
And that makes the sales experience completely different. It's really more a matter of helping people zero in on the exact vehicle that works for them.
Yeah, I mean, you're exactly right. And the main thing is just the product knowledge, especially for a dealership like ours who carries three different brands. When we get the sales team in here and get them educated and tested and certified on all three brands, that helps them to be successful with selling in general. Because if you have a good personality, which is what we look for, and we provide you everything that you need to be able to help the customer who knows most likely more than what our sales team knows, because they are so educated.
It's another thing that has happened in this industry in terms of the salesperson is there's a little more flexibility for a person's lifestyle.
Yeah, there is a big flexibility in it. Whenever it's taking the position as a director of sales, I believe in a work-family balance. So they do have their 2 days off a week, and they do get a Saturday off a week. And our hours are, they're easier for families to be able to adjust to. It's not a 8:30 to 9, you know, bell-to-bell job like it may have been, you know, 5-10 years ago. We're an 8:30 to 6 shift and a 9 to 7 shift. And so that helps it for us to focus on the right people and that we're looking for at our dealership.
What, and about, what about a couple of our sales staff making the more
Our salespeople, you said how are they paid? Is that what you asked?
No, sorry. About half of them, I believe, now are working mothers, aren't they?
Yes, they are. We have a lot of working mothers, which is, it's interesting to see how so many women have been drawn to the sales environment, and they are doing extremely well with it. And we do. I have several mothers that, you know, working mothers, they have kids, and they are doing fantastic with that. I can tell, Jason, you're walking out on our used cars. We can kind of
I am. Windy.
It's a little windy out there.
I'll mute while I'm not speaking, but hey, Michelle, I did want to talk to you about one used vehicle that, you know, I've kind of got my eye on. We have a 2019 Toyota Tundra SR5 out here.
Yes, we do.
And I've got a feeling that this vehicle is going to go pretty quickly.
Yeah, it will. Are you talking about the Voodoo Blue one?
I'm talking about the cement gray one.
Oh, the cement gray one.
Voodoo Blue one, yeah, is also nice.
Yeah, we have several of them. I mean, that's one thing we definitely want to talk about on the inventory. And for those people who drive by or they notice that new inventory is it's kind of bare right now just because we're waiting on the plants to get the inventory pushed back out to everybody. We have bought, I mean, 8 new Toyota Tacomas, and most of those are 18, 19s, and 20s. So we do have a large selection of the used Tacomas, as well as 3 newer Tundras. So we do have that inventory that they're looking for, even if it's not the brand new. We still have bought a lot of inventory in to cover where we're kind of short on the new inventory at this time. If you've noticed, we have a lot of Chevy trucks out there as well. We have some Dodge vehicles. You see some of those out there, Jason?
I sure do. There's a gorgeous red Silverado out here on the lot. And it's got a shine on it. And then, of course, we've got good selection of pre-owned Fords. Right now I'm standing in front of a Super Duty. It's an F-250. Right next to me is an F-350. This is a 2017 Super Duty F-250 with only 40,000 miles on it.
Yep.
And it's immaculate. It's got the turbo, the Power Stroke turbo diesel 6.7 liter engine, and it's gorgeous. Brand new tires, Wild Country XDX radials. Man, it is ready to go.
Yeah, and not speaking about that one is priced very well. It's, you know, that vehicle, brand new, is about an $80,000 truck right now. So, we have good prices on those units as well. So it's not that, even though they're hard to come by, we're still selling them at a very competitive price on those units. So I definitely would suggest anyone that's looking for an F-350 or an F-250 to definitely come by and look at them. The F-250 or the F-350 that you're talking about, the 19, those are almost impossible to get right now. And that one only has 38,000 miles on it.
Yeah, this is, and it comes with a comes with a built-in toolbox. Again, it's got the 6.7-liter power stroke turbo diesel. And it's in great shape. For those who don't quite get why we're really emphasizing used vehicles right now, Michelle, explain how hard it is to get a new F-350 or F-250 at this point.
It is. Luckily, we are blessed that about 6 months ago, we came up with an inventory team. And we could not have asked for a better time to have that team to be able to work together to help us with this, because of the fact that with the chip issues and the plants, you know, I mean, they were a little backed up just because of being shut down through the COVID last year at this time. That it's just impossible almost for us, for dealers to do dealer trades, because they're wanting the same thing back. So if we don't have an F-350 on the lot, it's really hard for us to be able to do dealer trades. Not that it's not impossible to do. We still are working those at a high level. But we've turned, as most dealers have turned, that we can even sell from the pipeline on our new vehicle. And truthfully, those trucks are selling, most of them that are already even coming in, I mean, they're selling already. I mean, the paper, I believe Toyota had mentioned that 30 to 40% of their inventory is already pre-sold right now. And so it's just the, Jason, it makes it a little bit more difficult for us to do dealer trades because so many vehicles are pre-sold before they're even hitting lots anymore at this point.
Well, and it makes the process of buying a brand new vehicle something of a waiting game. And, you know, this isn't just in the automotive industry. My wife and I bought a sofa almost a year ago, and we're hoping that it'll be delivered soon. And I have a neighbor who has been without an oven since last September when their old oven bit the dust, and they put in an order for a new one. Those neighbors came down the other night. All they wanted was for us to bake them something.
Yeah, I've heard that across the board as well. I mean, from computers to refrigerators to campers to boats. So, I mean, and that's a good thing right now for our economy that everyone's out wanting to purchase and to get out and involved with it. The good thing is that our inventory management team, they have positioned us with a excellent used car inventory. I could say we have almost every brand of vehicle in our used inventory. And we have from the Chevy Cruze, we have from the Dodge Charger, which if you haven't seen that green Dodge Charger, you definitely want to come by and take a look at it. It's a 2019.
That is that's a 15-year-old boy's dream car.
That's my 16-year-old, and why not my 15-year-old? I'm a 16. That's what her dream car would be.
Well, if she's almost 16, Michelle, she would be a responsible Charger driver, I'm sure.
Right, right. Well, you know, she's already got a Camry coming her way, but she would be. We do have a lot of different vehicles, from Hyundais to several used Lincolns. We even have a 19 and a 20 Aviator, which those just came out. In 19, I believe, is the first year that the Aviators came out.
Those Aviators are just beautiful vehicles.
Yeah.
The Lincoln Aviator.
We cannot keep them. I'm sorry. We have Nautilus. The Aviator, we have a 2020 because they came out in 2020. We can't even keep the Aviators on the lot. We had a brand new one show up about 4 or 5 days ago, and it sold yesterday. So, yeah, the Aviators. Lincoln did very well redesigning on the Aviator design.
Well, again, if you or someone you know is interested in a professional change and would like to work with a really nice group of people, Give us an application at dungeonschoice.com. We're looking for good sales staff to work with.
Yes, I agree. We're working for, you know, across the board. We need anyone and everyone who is up for a new career and to know that we will train them and give them the resources that they need to be successful. And the good thing about our sales consultants is they're not commission paid. So they don't have to have that fear of, you know, am I going to have a paycheck? Because they're not really a commission paid sales consultants here.
And that's a plus for the consumer as well, really.
It is, and Brad is really good at making sure that, I mean, they're able, if they work full time, they get insurance, I believe, in 60 or 90 days after they work here. They're eligible for a 401k after a certain time, so there's a lot. You get a lot of benefits as well with a dealership, and you get paid vacation, and you have sick days. So it's a really good, stable job, especially for.
Yeah, it really is, and again, a nice group of people to work with. Hey, Michelle, we've got some exciting things coming up here in Bartlesville that Tunja's Family of Autos is going to be taking part in, and
yep.
it's just going to be a packed summer for us. So it's starting off really with baseball. You, of course, know that Dungey's is the Guinness World Book record holder for longest sponsorship of a team, and that would be our own Dungey's Indians here in Bartlesville. They play at Bill Dungey's Stadium. We have tryouts coming up on May 15th at Bill Dungey's Memorial Stadium for this season's American League games.
Yeah, and I'm a big baseball fan. I'm excited about the baseball starting up this year.
I am too.
I love it. I can remember a few years back, Jason, you and I, we got to set up a table and got to pass out fans. That was pretty interesting, talking about, you know, baseball.
Yeah, we'll be out there again sometime during the season, and we'll of course have Dungey's Night, and Dungey's Night at the baseball park is always fantastic. It's always a lot of fun. Another thing that is on our radar, we want to give a real tip of the hat to Nellie Pendleton, who was selected by the Boys and Girls Club of Oklahoma. So she is the Oklahoma Youth of the Year. Nellie was last year's winner of the Bartlesville Boys and Girls Club Youth of the Year. And I see great things coming from this young person.
And congratulations. I mean, that's a big thing. Congratulations.
It really is. It's something that definitely is, I mean, that is going to be something that will be part of the course of her life. A couple of other things that we have coming up. Dungey's Family of Autos is sponsoring the summer's Summer Sizzlin' Series out at Tower Center at Unity Square. We sponsored this event or these events last summer, and it was just as You Know What was hitting, and the first couple events were fantastic, and I think the third one may have been canceled because of You Know What. But this year, we're kicking off with an event called Native Color on Friday, June 4th, from 6 to 9. It's going to be at Tower Center at Unity Square. Michelle, I don't know whether you've been by Tower Center in the last week or so, the Unity Square, they just put up a gorgeous art display.
I saw that. It is beautiful. I mean, it's you're almost speechless when you see it. You wouldn't expect something that, anything like that in Bartlesville, just to see the artwork and what they've put out.
Yeah,
is just
like glass flowers, and they look delicate, but you know, I'm sure they're engineered stand up to everything that Bartlesville has to throw at them.
Yeah.
And I love, it's just fantastic seeing the little kids and big kids, but kids of all ages go to town on those musical instruments in the southwest corner or southeast corner of the park. I think that is just so cool.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I saw they have a bunch of stuff going on out there. I mean, they have, I think, yoga set aside, which is that would be a very peaceful morning, like a morning like this. So they have done really well with that in a pretty good time frame, too. I mean, that was pretty good with that. I enjoy that. I'm looking forward to taking the kids out there.
Well, we're excited to be participating in all of the Sizzle and Summer Series events at Tower Center at Unity Square. A little bit of a tongue twister. But, like I said, the first one is Native Color on June 4th, Friday, June 4th. Friday, July 9th, we're having a Hometown Heroes Evening with the Bartlesville Symphony and what looks to be a really cool laser light show. Friday, August 6th, we have Salsa of North of Tulsa. We're going to have free salsa dancing lessons and the band Zodiac out there. And then Friday, September 3rd, from 6 to 9, this is after school starts, and it's going to be nice and cool by then, I'm sure. We're going to have a Glow in the Park. It's going to be a dance in the dark with a DJ and karaoke. I foresee more than a few glow sticks out there.
Yes, I bet there's many out there, and that is going to be nice to see and interesting. It'll be fun. Did you say anything on the 4th of July this year? Have they said anything about that?
I don't know what's going on the 4th, but I can tell you we're also sponsoring in July the Young Professionals of Bartlesville, the 18th annual Hot Street Party, Heart of Our Town Street Party. That is July 16th from 7:30 to 11:30, and that is a really fun party also. It always proves to be just a great evening of music and food and kids and games and activities. It usually brings out a couple of thousand people. And I think this year, you know, again, like you were saying, people have been locked up. They're ready to get out.
Yes. And I have a lot more people out and about and downtown. Finally, I'm so glad that Bartlesville has those. That makes it easy to get around our town. And we have a beautiful Bartlesville downtown.
Have you tried the scooters yet, Michelle?
I have, yes. I have. A 7-year-old likes to think that he can do it, and they go a little too fast for him. So I have. I enjoy those.
All right.
Have you tried them?
I have a couple of times, and they're a combination of balance, hilarity, and oh my gosh, does my insurance cover this?
Correct. Yeah. Don't ask if they got that hoverboards out there. I'd be in trouble because I can't do the hoverboards. Also, back to the Dungeons Indians, I noticed, don't they have tryouts coming up here soon as well?
Yeah. We have tryouts coming up May 15th for this season's American Legion Baseball. And if you've got the interest and, of course, the arm, I guess, you can either contact us here at Dungeons Family of Autos or go on to Facebook and find the Dungeons Indians page. There's information about how you sign up to try out for the team.
So do you know if those tryouts, are they open to the public to watch on May 15th, or is that something that more...
That's a good question. I believe the park is going to be open. I don't think they'll be turning anybody away, so... Yeah, that would be kind of a fun afternoon to go out and watch the tryouts on the 15th.
Yeah, I have, you know, my 7-year-old, almost 8-year-old, he's played competitive baseball since 5. So we do a lot of weekend baseball tournaments, and so we are, you know, I'm hoping one day that he's, you know, playing right there on that field. So
that would be so cool, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
You really, 10 years from now, mm-hmm. he could own that place.
I know, 10 years, are you going to be out there, buddy, playing? He looks at it every time we drive by.
I take a certain sense of pride in working with an organization that has done so many things for the community and that the community has honored us back with things like naming the field after Brad's grandfather, Bill Dunges. The sponsorships that we do, it really is part of the Dunges family legacy. It really did start with Bill Dunges, who started Dunges Ford here in Bartlesville 80 years and about a month ago. That legacy, we're on the third generation of Dunges, and the fact that the family still supports the number of organizations that they do here in Bartlesville is really just a testament to how the whole Dunges family ethic.
Yes, and I personally know a lot of the Dunges, especially Elizabeth Dunges. My mother has had the honor to take care of her, and the family's always just been a really good, loyal family in this area, and I couldn't work for a better family myself. So I agree with you, Jason. And I love the fact that we're involved in the Boys and Girls Club of Oklahoma and that Bartlesville has such a nice facility to, you know, that we can be part of with that as well.
It is a joy to work here. And again, if you know anybody that is interested in a career change, something pretty fast-paced, kind of exciting, and also just good vibes. You get to work with people all day. We are looking for we're looking for new team members.
We are, and we need to add to it. We're selling a lot of vehicles.
We sure are. Everything that comes off the truck. We'd be a little remiss if we didn't give a shout out to our friends at Dunges Toyota Service and Dunges Ford Service. And it is, we're getting into end of the semester season, and I think a lot of people are going to be hitting the road soon. Now is a really good time to make sure that your vehicle is in tip-top shape, make sure that you have good tires and your brakes are working. Come into Dunges Family of Autos, either Dunges Ford or Dunges Toyota. You can make an appointment on our websites or just drive right in. Good place to start is with an oil change and a tire rotation. And while we've got your vehicle up on the lift, we will do a pretty thorough inspection. And if you're planning on getting on the road this non-COVID summer, now is a good time to bring that vehicle in and get it maintained. Make sure that you get the most life you can out of what is a pretty significant investment.
Yes, I have to agree with that. And, you know, we're lucky to be a dealership to have a body shop and a detailing that is open to those kind of appointments and whatnot. So we have got almost everything covered in the car world at one dealership.
It kind of soup to nuts.
Yeah.
I think we have about one more minute, Tom. And
about 30 seconds.
I want to also tell Bartlesville, hey, if you have a used vehicle to sell, we are in the used vehicle buying business as well.
Very, very
give
good.
Give us a shout at Dunges Family of Autos. Down here on Highway 75 or at 918-333-0900.
All right, guys, thank you very much for being with us today. Appreciate it. Another great episode of Car Talk on K-Wine.
Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville, Nowata, Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville, K227 CQ Bartlesville.